Paul Wolfowitz's fight to continue as president of the World Bank appears to be in its final stage. Wolfowitz went before the bank's executive board today. He defended himself against charges that he broke bank rules when he arranged a pay raise for his girlfriend, a fellow bank employee. Yesterday, a board investigating committee released a scathing report on Wolfowitz's conduct and urged the full board to consider whether he can still lead the bank. The Bush administration says he can. But NPR's Tom Gelton reports that White House support for Wolfowitz may be weakening.
More than a month ago, the World Bank Board of Directors asked seven of its 24 members to form a committee to look into the pay raise controversy regarding Wolfowitz's girlfriend, Shahariza. The committee reported back to the board yesterday. Wolfowitz's handling of Riza's pay raise and promotion, the committee said, amounted to a conflict of interest that violated bank rules and his own employment contract. The committee also said Wolfowitz's recent harsh criticism of the investigating committee meant he was denigrating the very institution he was selected to lead. But Wolfowitz fired back, saying news leaks from committee members about their investigation forced him to defend himself. He said the Bank Ethics Committee never gave him clear guidance about how to handle his girlfriend's demand for a pay raise. The committee's conclusions, he said, were highly unfair and unwarranted. The Bush administration has backed Wolfowitz throughout this controversy, and White House spokesman Tony Snow stuck to that position today, even while acknowledging that Wolfowitz could have handled his personnel issues differently.
He made mistakes. They're not, in our view, firing offenses.
But for the first time today, the Bush administration left open the possibility that Wolfowitz may want to consider whether he can still lead the bank. Snow said that question should be separated from the consideration of Wolfowitz's mistakes.
Members of the board, Mr. Wolfowitz, need to sit down and figure out what is, in fact, going to be best for this bank to be able to serve as a venue for trying to address problems of poverty.
How soon that might happen is not clear. Snow said the discussion about who should lead the bank should be held, quote, at some point in the future. For his part, Wolfowitz has still given no indication that he's willing to resign. The investigating committee yesterday asked the board to consider whether Wolfowitz can lead the bank from here on, but the board has not said when or how it might answer that question. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.